Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, May 13th, 2020. God wants to show off through you during this pandemic. We often don't understand what God is doing, but we can be sure it is for a very good purpose. This COVID-19 pandemic is one of those times. I wrote this blog a few years ago, but the truths within are timeless. During the last few years, God has been revamping my life. He had me leave the home and garden I love and move into a city apartment with an ugly view. Plus, I've had one problem after another with the sale of my home, resurgence of debilitating sciatica pain, serious ministry issues, and a myriad of other small to medium-sized problems. What in the world are you doing, Lord? Was my cry. I just don't understand. Maybe you've been there too? I want to trust God. Truly I do. But a month ago, I failed big time in that department with a full-blown pity party. I didn't want a repeat of that futile and displeasing God event, so I am choosing to trust Him now. But it's really hard sometimes. Singing my heart, God in His kindness led me to read the book Momentum by Lance Witt. In one section, the author was talking about the time when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son. Then this jumped off the pages. He trusted God to do the miraculous in order to keep His promise. I realize that's what God is doing here in my situation. He wants to show Himself to the world through me. He wants to demonstrate that He is faithful and capable of getting me through this abundance of trials with His abundance of strength, joy, and peace. I've learned this truth before when I lost my husband to cancer, but I needed a reminder. If you remember the story of Abraham and the promised son, he didn't trust God when he delayed 10 years. He succumbed to Sarah's suggestion to help God fulfill His promise by fathering a child, Ishmael, through her handmaiden. See Genesis 16:2. Oh my, the consequences of not trusting in God. Ishmael was the father of Muhammad and the originator of the religion of Islam. Nevertheless, Abraham did learn that God is true to His word. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. That's an even greater miracle than fathering at the age of 75. So when God asked him to do the unimaginable of sacrificing the promised heir, he believed that God was going to do an even greater miracle by raising him up from the dead. See Hebrews 11:17 to 19. Our magnificent God wants to demonstrate to the world, to the lost and the saved, that these unexplainable things can only happen through His divine handiwork. Abraham had to wait 25 years before God's promise was fulfilled. What in the world are you and I complaining about? We need to lose our impatience. When God delays on delivering a promise, it's often for a greater display of Himself, of who He is and what He can do. God wants to do miracles through you. Let Him. In Ezekiel 38:23, God says, "And so I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord." So until next time, my friends, whatever your baffling challenges may be, pandemic-related or not, keep this in mind. God wants to display His glory through you, so that the world may know what an awesome God you and I have. Let Him be a show-off. He is the only one who has that right.